How's it? My name is Lassetti. I'm a tour leader with Explore. Come on, let me show you something. Oh, careful. Can you see it?
Oh, trust me. It can see you.
There, between the trees.
It's not every day you get to see a rhino on a walk. I guess not everyone is taken to the right places, but you will be if you explore. For global adventures, search explore.co.uk and don't just travel. Explore.
Hey there, and welcome to my Saturday mini-sode. I know that weekends can often be quite difficult when you're single and you don't have kids. So I wanted to do a very short episode every Saturday morning, just so that you can listen to someone first thing on a Saturday who totally gets it, who totally has your back, and who knows that weekends can still be awesome, even more so, when you're on your own. I'm going to be talking about all sorts of things, from my general wonderings to my words of wisdom about life. Take the word wisdom with a huge pinch of salt. To stuff that I'm currently obsessed with, whether that be books or music or podcasts. Whatever it is, I really hope that you guys will enjoy it. So, without further ado, here we go. Well, hello there, and a very warm welcome back to my Saturday mini-sode. Now, I hope you can't hear the torrential rain in the background. I'm recording this by a big window, and it is absolutely pissing it down. So hopefully you can't hear it too badly, or hopefully you can't hear it at all. Anyway, today I'm talking about how we give our power away. What that means and why it's so important that we think about how we are actually doing it in small ways every bloody day. Now, one thing I just want to say is that I actually find this expression really irritating, but I couldn't think of a better way to say it, so I'm sticking with it. So apologies if it also annoys the crap out of you. But actually, when you think about what it actually means, I think it becomes less annoying because you realise how important it is to take your power back. Another annoying expression. Anyway, what does it mean to give your power away? So I'll give you an example in my life. Quite recently, something happened that really pissed me off. I'm not going to go into the details, but it was to do with the podcast and somebody's indirect reaction to me having a sponsor. You might have noticed that I've had an ad playing over the last few weeks because I have managed to get myself a sponsor for 1 month as a test. And I have no idea how it's going to go. But anyway, it's a trial just for a month, as I say. And it was bloody hard work getting it. I have spent countless hours over the past 5 months researching brands and sending out emails to try and get a sponsor. And I will add that you don't just make loads of money through ads unless you are a Stephen Bartlett or a Joe Rogan or a Mel Robbins. When your download numbers are relatively small, and I'm by no means complaining, by the way, I'm very happy with my download numbers given that I'm growing this podcast organically and I'm not a name, but my numbers are nothing compared to the really big celebrity podcasts that probably make a fortune from ads from the get-go. When you're little old me, trust me, that ain't how it works. Anyway, somebody who shall remain nameless obviously got a bit triggered by hearing an ad on Spinsterhood Reimagined, and their reaction really pissed me off and annoyed me. And for the time that I allowed this person to upset me, I was 100% giving my power away. Because whatever they think is literally none of my business, and me spending any more than 10 minutes being annoyed is only harming me. Anyway, I felt annoyed for a couple of hours and then I was like, no, I'm not fucking doing this. I am not giving my power away to this person. No way. But had I allowed that to consume me and to make me feel small and to make me feel bad, that would have been me giving my power away. And at the end of the day, that person is allowed to have their opinion, they're allowed to think whatever they think based on the lens through which they view the world, and it has absolutely nothing to do with me. And the thing is that most of us, myself included, have been giving our power away for our entire lives. And we need to become aware of how and when we're doing it so that we can bloody stop doing it and take our power back. Because aside from anything else, It means that we subconsciously don't think that we hold any power. And we do. We all have so much more power over our lives than we think we do. But we're putting it in the wrong damn places. We're putting it in the hands of other people instead of in our own hands. But the good news is that we can absolutely change this. But it starts with awareness. That word that comes up probably in every single episode I've ever done of this podcast, whether on the Tuesday episode or the mini-sode or Thursday Thoughts. I think I would be genuinely hard pushed to find an episode where I haven't at least mentioned awareness at some point. Anywho, we need to start noticing and becoming aware as we go about our days when we're getting upset or when we're getting annoyed or triggered, and we need to be aware of who or what it is that is taking up space in our minds, because that's what they are doing. They are taking up precious bandwidth in our minds. So if you're feeling annoyed, what is it that's making you feel like that? Or who is it that you're obsessing over? I sometimes notice that I'll be worrying, for example, about what other people will think about something I want to do or something I want to say on Instagram or on the podcast. And more often than not, it will be me worrying about this particular guy from millions of years ago, the one that got away, who for some insane reason, I still give a shit what he thinks. And it's literally insane, it's bonkers. But these days, I can let that go pretty quickly. But you know, it still happens. And it can happen because somebody makes a comment to us. It might be a member of our family or a friend or a colleague, and we're still thinking about it that evening when we get home from work. So it's learning to identify when we're doing that. And it's learning to start just noticing where you've been giving your power away and who you've been giving it away to. Maybe it's somebody on social media who makes you feel like crap, but you just keep on scrolling. Anyone who's annoying you or pissing you off, same thing, you're giving your power away. And it's also noticing where you feel, say, guilt, or where you feel shame, or where you feel fear. All of these things is us giving our power away. Anyway, you know how I talk a lot about worrying about what other people think. That, as I say, is a classic way that we give our power away, because when we're worrying about what other people are thinking, we are not thinking about what we actually want, because we're too busy trying to please everybody else. And speaking of which, people pleasing is another way that we do this. When we're more concerned about keeping everybody else happy than we are about our own needs, quite clearly, we are giving our power away to other people. Essentially, as long as we're allowing other people to have a negative impact on how we're thinking, how we're feeling, and how we're behaving, we're giving our power away. How many times can I say that in one episode? But what this means is that we're not allowing ourselves to reach our potential or live an authentic life. Because by doing this, by giving our power away to other people, we are robbing ourselves of the things that we truly want. While we're more worried about what other people think of us, we are holding ourselves back. So taking our power back is something we really want to have a think about. And we really need to look at all the different ways in which we can do that. Because we do it so much, as I say, completely subconsciously and completely unintentionally. When you start looking at this and really thinking about it, it's wild. So I'm going to give you a few more examples of ways that you might be giving your power away without even realizing it. Firstly, if your sense of self-worth depends on what other people say about you or think about you, then you're giving your power away. I've talked about self-worth on this podcast before, but we really need to understand that our sense of self-worth has to come from us. We have to cultivate it within ourselves. Because if our self-worth is reliant on other people, on their opinions, their acceptance, their laughter, their approval, whatever it is, then we are fucked. So that's the first thing I would suggest looking at, because it's a really big one. Secondly, if you listen to my amazing podcast guest, Nancy Levin, then you may remember that she talked so, so brilliantly about boundaries. And what really hit home about the way that she described boundaries is that she said that boundaries are something set by us for us. They are, and I'm quoting her here pretty much, they are the limits that we set around what we will or will not do, what we will or will not tolerate, and what we will or will not accept. And they are personal to us. It's about what's okay or not okay for us. And as Nancy so wisely said, the biggest myth about boundaries is that we let other people cross them. No, that's not true. We allow them to be crossed because they are for us and set by us. So have a look at your own boundaries. Where are you allowing people to cross them and not being honest with them or yourself about when they're being crossed? We have to find the strength to put boundaries in place and not allow people to overstep them or not allow ourselves to let people cross them. And this can be something as silly as, you know, you don't want to stay out really late one night, but your friend is really pushing it. And you've already said, no, thanks, I'm going to head home because I want to get up early. But she keeps on at you and you say yes. That's not her fault. That's on you. So take a look at your boundaries. And again, boundaries are the limits that we set for what we will or will not tolerate, accept or do. It might be with a guy. Maybe you have a boundary that you do not sleep with people on a first date, but you end up in a situation with some guy who goes on and on about it and tries to persuade you and you end up doing it anyway. That is you allowing a boundary to be crossed, but it's up to you to not allow him to cross it. Okay, this next one is a classic example of us giving our power away. It's when we hold a grudge against someone or we won't forgive someone. This is something that I have done and I'm sure you have too. But by holding a grudge, that person is taking up space in your precious brain, not the other way around. So is there anyone that you're still annoyed with and that you're like, no, I won't forgive them? Because that's not harming them. It's only harming you. You are wasting your energy and you are, guess what, giving your power away. So if you like, they're winning, if that makes it any easier to, you know, let go of that grudge. So letting go of a grudge or forgiving someone, even if you feel like they don't deserve it, is for your own benefit, because while you're holding on to it, all it's doing is keeping your attention focused on something that doesn't make you feel good. It brings down your vibration and it's a lose-lose. And this is a similar one, but are you spending a lot of time talking about somebody that you don't like, for example? Are you talking about somebody who makes you feel really negative? Somebody, you know, whatever, somebody that annoys you or that you don't like at work, whatever. Are you talking about them whenever you get the chance? If you are doing that, you are literally allowing that person to take up space in your brain. So don't do it. Okay, here's another one. Let's say there's something you really want to do and you speak to a friend or a family member about it and they're like, oh, I don't think that's a very good idea. What about this? And what about that? And what if this? And what if that happens? Oh, it's a bit risky. If you then change your mind and decide not to do the thing, you are giving your power away. Anything where you have more faith in someone else's opinion than your own inner knowing is giving your power away. It's that thing of needing external validation. You don't need external validation. The only person you need validation from is you. So if there's something you are passionate about and you want to go for it and your intuition is telling you to go for it, do not give your power away by taking on the beliefs and opinions of other people. They are not you. There really are so many other really subtle ways that we give our power away, like dwelling on our past failures or not making decisions or procrastinating or ruminating on something that is completely out of our control and that ruins your whole day. We also do it when we don't say what we mean or when we don't speak up because we don't want to piss somebody off or we want to avoid confrontation. These are all ways in which we give our power away. And again, like I said at the beginning, if you feel powerless in your own life, then you're giving your power away. And something I also said at the beginning is we have so much more power than we realize. And standing in that power is, I think, very similar to living in alignment, with our values and our desires. And when we have the courage to truly take back our power, regardless of the people around us going, ooh, I don't know, then we're really fucking living, if you know what I mean. So I think it's a worthwhile exercise asking yourselves where and how and to whom you might be giving your power away. Because only by becoming aware of it can you actually start doing something about it. Okay, nearly done, but I'm going to finish this with a quote from Glinda the Good Witch in The Wizard of Oz, who says, "You've always had the power, my dear. You just had to learn it for yourself." I just got goosebumps reading that out. Anyway, have a fabulous weekend and remember that you are awesome. Lots of love. Bye.